Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. You know, the clock is ticking, so to speak, on a TikTok. The deadline's supposed to be Sunday. Lydia Hu of the Fox Business Network covering that story this morning and giving us a few minutes. Lydia, thank you.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah, what are we looking at now? I mean, is this deadline just automatically going to be extended 90 days, or what do we believe?
No, there is no automatic extension at this point. So basically, you know, we're 2 days out. This ban is set to start Sunday, unless within the next 25 minutes or so, the Supreme Court could possibly step in. They've signaled that they are going to release opinions today. One of those opinions could be possibly in the TikTok case. We don't know that to be a certainty. They heard arguments on that case only a week ago. So if they decided that case by today, that would be like lightning warp speed for the Supreme Court. So it's possible they could weigh in here and either decide the case on the merits, or they could issue a temporary stay. In other words, they could say, hey, we're still considering this case, but we want to get some more time before this ban takes effect effectively. So that would allow President-elect Trump to step in, and he said negotiate a different solution. Another thing that we're keeping an eye on is whether or not President Biden makes any actions here in the final moments for TikTok. You know, in Washington, the D.C. lawmakers, they are scrambling to try to create some type of pause on this ban.
Right.
Even after they all, most of them in a bipartisan fashion, voted for this law. Now they're saying, wait a second, not so fast. We don't want it to actually happen. Starting on Sunday, President Biden, please, please, please do something. It's unclear whether or not he's going to do anything. He may just punt this to Trump to take care of after he's sworn in on Monday. So that's kind of where we are. Either SCOTUS does something or Biden does something or the ban starts on Sunday.
Well, that's what's confusing to me is if the Supreme Court doesn't act and then, you know, it goes into effect on Sunday, but then Biden says, no, I'm not enforcing it. Does he really have the power to do that? Wouldn't it just automatically go dark, essentially?
Yeah. So even though he is saying he's not going to do anything to enforce it, the law that takes effect starting on Sunday includes enforcement provisions on service providers and app stores. So think like Google and Apple. And if they were to continue to work with TikTok under the terms of the law, they could face huge fines, something like $5,000 per user. So you think there are roughly 170 million users in the United States of TikTok? So if you're Google or Apple and you're hearing, well, Biden doesn't want to enforce this, and yet the law still says there are these huge significant fines, these giant tech companies are probably loath to not respect the law and kind of dot their I's and cross their T's. So it's expected that starting on Sunday, the app would not be available for new downloads. It would not be available for a refresh.
Yeah. Lydia, I want to respect your time here. I know you got to run. One last question. Aren't the alternatives to TikTok also owned by ByteDance, like Red Note and these other options?
Yeah, that's such a great point. We're seeing this really interesting flight from TikTok, from the so-called TikTok refugees. They are people that are on TikTok that are really concerned about losing it, and they're looking for a new social media home. And hundreds of thousands of them are turning to this app called Red Note, and also Lemonade, which is another ByteDance-owned app. Red Note is different in that it is a completely 100% Chinese-owned company based in China. ByteDance is a Chinese company, too, that owns TikTok and Lemonade. But what's distinct about ByteDance is that when they're servicing American TikTok users, they say they're storing their data here in the United States under the supervision of Oracle, an American company. And so actually TikTok has better data privacy protections for American users than Red Note does, which is all in China. So all that data goes straight into the hands of China if you're joining Red Note. So what's happening is, as we're facing this looming ban, people are leaving TikTok, which we were concerned about over national security, and are walking straight over to an app that arguably, with Red Note, raises even more national security concerns.
An app that on my phone. Yeah, the app on my phone is in Mandarin. I mean, they don't even try to hide it. It's just crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like 300 million users that are mostly Chinese. I mean, it is developed for a Chinese user base.
Wow. Lydia Hu, thank you. We'll look for your reports on Fox Business. Appreciate it.
Terrific. Thank you. Yeah, take care.
Take care of yourself. We appreciate that. Trying to respect her time here. Clearly, she's been assigned to cover this today, and she's near the Supreme Court there in Washington, and they go into session in about 19 minutes our time. So 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern, the Supreme Court will release some decisions, which is almost unheard of. It's not unheard of, but it's almost unheard of for them to do that this early in the session. And this is the big issue right here. This is the one that's got a deadline of Sunday. So you got to assume or guess that if they're releasing a decision at 10 a.m. on a Friday morning, 2 days before this ban goes into effect, it might be that case. I mean, she's got to probably run in there and be ready to report for Fox.
This is like a CR. You just kick the can down the road. I think that's what I get tired of, is it's almost like lawmakers can't agree on something, and so they're basically like, oh, just pass a CR, and then we'll deal with it in a handful of weeks. I don't really want to deal with this TikTok thing, so we're just going to kick the can down the road again and just deal with it in, what would it be, like November, isn't it? Like 200 some odd days?
Jim alluded to this earlier when we had J.J. Carafano on from Heritage, and you can go back and listen to his interview with us at about 7:20 this morning on the app or on the podcast.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If ByteDance, if Red Note is owned by the Chinese government, if all the alternatives are owned by the Chinese government, why did we just put a ban on apps that are owned by the Chinese government?
Well, yeah, why?
Instead of TikTok specifically.
Why can't we do that now? I mean, I understand not being able to do it by Sunday, but why? Okay, so that's a good point. Let's just say we push back the whole deadline for TikTok. Well, then I want them to use that time effectively and broaden this out to say, yes, any Chinese-owned app we will not allow here in the United States. Because it's a waste of everybody's time if they just delay this and then nothing really comes of it.
I agree. And I don't know that there's any company in China that doesn't have some connection to the Chinese Communist Government Party. I mean, they probably have a board member or somebody who reports straight back to the party. It's just kind of how their system works. So the TikTok is the name brand that we're talking about here, but the issue is much more broad than that, and it's a security risk because of the relationship Chinese companies have with their Chinese communist leaders who want to dominate America. They want to steal our secrets and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and it's just, it's crazy because people, these users don't care because they're making their livelihoods off of it. I mean, many people, businesses included, but also just individuals who are content creators, that's their job title, they're making millions of dollars from posting on apps like TikTok. So this is a huge, I mean, we're not just talking about, oh, you're not going to be able to scroll and see those dance videos that you watch on TikTok or those recipes, which I'm sure a lot of people will miss, but we are truly talking about people's source of income.
Like who are you though? I look at this app. I pulled this app up on my phone. I'm going to put it up to the camera here in the studio in case you haven't looked. The app itself is in Mandarin Chinese. You can't even read what it says except that when you search for it for Red Note, that's what comes up. Now, call me overly cautious, but why would you download something that you can't even read the title of it, and therefore you're agreeing to terms of service in Mandarin Chinese, which you can't understand the...
It doesn't matter what the language is of the terms of agreement, because do any of us read it anyway? It doesn't matter that they're in English. None of us read it. There are a gajillion pages in really tiny print. No one wants to take the time to do it. So we just hit agree, 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 and hope that we didn't just sell off our entire, you know, all of our information to China in this case.
Yeah.
People, because it is so, people, we are so about being entertained and having the videos we like when we want them. And in some cases, like I mentioned, making millions of dollars. People don't care. Even if it said something like, you know, danger, warning, warning, I seriously still think you'd have a number of people who were willing to download that app if it meant they were able to make money or be entertained.
You may be right. Maybe it's the Pelosi effect.
And what's that?
I don't know, Carl. Am I potted up over here on my computer?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
You have to download the app so you can find out what's in it. As you're giving all of your information away to the Chinese commies.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's it. It's a good excuse as anything else.
Get more at 971talk.com.